terms of me personally, I enjoy Hawaiian music. I've been to Hawaii a few times, and you know, love the sound and the culture. And you know, the way it blends into the show, you know, we just had to kind of explore some of the resources for Hawaiian music when we heard that there was going to be a character that would regularly be listening to Hawaiian music. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in terms of where we got the, you know, the music that we've been using, you know, there's a bunch of resources, a bunch of labels. The stuff that we've heard so far in the series, because, you know, we've only aired a few episodes thus far, mm-hmm. and the stuff that's been on the air so far have all been most, I think they're traditional songs that have been arranged by Kopono Beamer. The stuff that I got, I'm getting from a company that puts out these authentic Hawaii CDs, and you know, I'm looking at some of the tracks that we've used are traditional tracks that have been arranged by Kopono Beamer. So probably, you know, some of the stuff that you've heard. We've also, you know, been in touch with one of the bigger Hawaiian labels, Apple Mountain, who I've dealt with in the past.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, we've gotten a bunch. They've submitted a bunch of music to us. They were one of the first people that we contacted once we saw there was going to be a use for Hawaiian music on the show. And so, you know, they've kind of handpicked some stuff that would work for the show, and we've been presenting that to the producers as well. So hopefully in future episodes we'll have some of their artists featured on the show too. A bunch of companies, when I started on the show and we saw that there was going to be a use for this style of music, and just went out to all of the kind of independent music representatives that may have this style of music. I do that typically on a new show to compile music in the style that I might need for that show. Mm-hmm. And then they submit music that they represent that you know, fits the sound. You know, the show also has a lot of moody rock and kind of underground rock sounding bands. And so when I went out, you know, to all of these music companies, I was basically looking for moody rock, mm-hmm. indie kind of moody electronic music, and authentic Hawaiian music, you know. So I put the word out to all of the companies that I do business with, mm-hmm. and that I normally deal with, and these are just some of the submissions that I got.
Okay.
And I picked the ones that were the most authentic and the most kind of haunting sounding, because this character is somewhat of a haunted character, mm-hmm. and you know, the music needs to reflect that. So I picked kind of the Hawaiian songs that would play best in the scenes with this character Don.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, and you know, and then it also just, it really comes down to Matthew's vision for what the character would be listening to, because it's, you know, it's his character. So mm-hmm. So I just present the ideas to Matthew, and he makes the decision.
Great, okay. Yeah. And what other, just to get an idea of your scope of work, what other shows have you worked on that our readers might be familiar with?
I also do My Name is Earl, Criminal Minds on CBS, Boston Legal on ABC.
Wow. Do you love your job? Were you a musician?
Yeah. I was originally a musician. Made the transition into music supervision about 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty natural job for me once I discovered it was a job that existed. Absolutely. It can definitely influence the way the show comes across, you know, and the emotion that's relayed and brought across to the viewer. Music is a huge part of that, so it's exciting, you know, and it's a lot of fun to. It becomes kind of a second nature when you've been doing it for a while, like I have, to look at a piece of footage or look at a show, and you almost instinctually know what type of music is gonna enhance it, you know. Mm-hmm. So.